We're approaching May Day, and that's the day that workers internationally mark their rights and the advancement of their rights over the years. We still don't have collective bargaining in this country. The rights for workers in various workplaces to organise together, to collectively look for their rights. We don't have a living wage. It's been kicked back to 2029. We don't have the ability of trade unions to go into workplaces and engage. We still have a long way to go. And of course, the massive issue of cost of living and what workers are taking home compared to what it costs to get by in this country.
A lot of emphasis have been placed over the past number of years on the social contract and the fact that there have been agreements between unions and government in both the public and the private sectors in terms of things like pay increases and what is expected of employers and what's expected of unions. We're about to start the latest round of negotiations in that respect, and some warning shots already fired across the bows of government by ICTU and some of the trade unions. Is government going to have a rockier time of it this time, do you believe?
They will, and a lot of this is in their own hands, but because they haven't grappled with the cost of living in recent days. Pierce Doherty, Mary Lou McDonald have laid out what we believe should be an emergency mini-budget. We've talked about cuts to the USC that would immediately put €500 back in workers' pockets. We've talked about the energy credits restored, €400 there. These are the types of urgent measures that need to happen now. The other issue, of course, is the cost of housing, where we have a working family, two people working, who can't afford to purchase a home. And, of course, that puts pressure on wages too. And government, on all sorts of levels, are failing actually workers and employers.